Welcome to the Scream Sisters podcast, women who love horror.
We're all just misfits at heart. We'll run around the city at night, underneath the city lights, oh yeah.
Hi, it's Bill Moseley, and welcome to the Scream Sisters podcast, where everything is spooky.
Okay, hi, this is Misty Pendragon, and I have my cohort in crime,
Jess of Doom.
Okay, we're going to do a pretty relaxed session tonight, just talking about some news and just talking about some other subjects, like future projects that we're going to be working on with shows and things, so we're going to do that tonight. First thing we're going to start talking about is news. Lately, there's going to be a lot of remakes coming up, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. The first remake I've seen is Little Shop of Horrors. Which I think is going to be cool.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see a little twist on it, but, I mean, the original is the original. Can't take that.
Well, actually, the original was the original back in the 60s. Then they did a remake of it in, I think, 86.
Oh, that's right. That is right. Ding, 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 ding. I forgot.
Which was the musical.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
definitely
the musical. Which is the one that we know and love. But they did a revival of it, I think it was actually off-Broadway in 2015 with Jake Gyllenhaal, whatever the heck his name is.
Mm-hmm. Which
they did one with him.
Gyllenhaal,
with him and some other people in 2015, and it got very good reviews. And the same woman who played Audrey Green was in it as well, doing her same role, and I heard really good things about it, and they haven't really done any casting or anything, but they're hoping to maybe get those people again, which would be cool.
And I'm just observing as well, apparently they're remaking The Mummy.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's kind of old news, but yeah.
Is it old news?
Sort of.
They're looking at Tom Cruise.
Yeah, no, Tom Cruise is doing it. Yeah, that's pretty sad. Yeah, Tom.
Scientology.
Yeah, is he still into Scientology?
I don't know. He already lost a wife and kids because of Scientology, but on that note, let's not get sued.
No, yeah, he might talk about us. I don't know about that. But, yeah, another big remake that I've heard of is coming out is Escape from New York, which I really have mixed feelings on. Because Escape from New York is a classic. And this is also going to be done by John Carpenter, which I'm really surprised at him. Why do they remake original movies? Why? Why can't Hollywood be original?
Because they're trying to reintroduce the old movies into what kids know right now and all that stuff, which, I mean, I get it, but at that point it's just no point because me and you grew up at the time when these movies came out, we were like, yeah, this is awesome. But now it's just the same, but not.
I don't get it. I really don't. I mean, they don't know who they're going to cast. They're going to switch around some of the parts and make them gender. They're going to, like, switch some of the villains and make them female instead of male and all that. And they don't know who they're going to cast as the lead. It's definitely not going to be, what's his name?
Kurt Russell,
because he's too old. I mean, he looks damn good for his age, but, you know, he's just too old to play the character. So I don't know who they're going to go with at this point. But I don't know why Hollywood can't be original. I mean, it just drives me crazy.
Well, what if, I mean, they could always use his daughter, and they could do a spinoff on that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. I like her.
Kate Hudson, I don't think she's really doing much of anything.
No, she hasn't been doing much lately. Yeah, they could do a female version of the character, I guess. Why not?
Yeah,
why not?
Bring it out.
Yeah, that sounds good. Hey, if only we were running Hollywood. I think we'd do a better job than most people.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they were still working on Friday the 13th. They're still working on something in Halloween. I know they're still coming out down the pipe with that.
Oh, yeah, they definitely... Halloween by John Carpenter is definitely a go.
Yeah.
They actually made a... They made a little rumor a couple months ago. Supposedly John Carpenter was on Rob Zombie's ass. Supposedly he wrecked Halloween and all this bullshit. But let's be honest here. I mean, I liked the Rob Zombie version.
I did too.
And I liked the John Carpenter version.
Oh, yeah.
But again, fans in both parties are just like, oh, well, we did this. And I'm like, you know what? This is just what people are crying about. He said, she said.
They're two very different movies. I mean, Rob Zombie's movie went into details of Michael's life, and you know that was nice. But there, I mean, it was a lot more violence and some things that need to be done. But I mean, that's Rob Zombie's stuff. Yeah, that's Rob's style, and that doesn't bother me. But
yeah,
I mean, there are things I liked about it, and there are things I didn't like about it. But I enjoyed it all the way, you know. Anyway. But I couldn't get for the second movie. But we're not talking about Rob Zombie movies. That could be another topic, though, one night, to do Rob Zombie movies.
Oh, that definitely needs to be a topic.
Yeah, and we're talking about, you know, we are going to talk about topics, so that could be a topic that we can do is Rob Zombie movies. Since we both love Rob Zombie, I don't know about our other Scream sisters, but I know the two of us love them.
Yes, very much.
You know, since we've talked about it and stuff. They're now streaming 31 on Shudder, which is the channel that's on Roku and some other, and you can watch them online. I'm not advertising or getting paid by them. I wish I was. I'm only a subscriber. But they can pay me if they want to, or give me the service for free.
Now, mixed reviews on 31. Do you like it?
I liked it. I didn't like it the first time I saw it, but when I watched it with you, I liked it.
Oh, yeah, because I'm like, oh, look at that. Oh, his name's Doomhead.
And we interviewed Sickhead.
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
Well, you did.
He's such a sweetheart.
He is really cute.
He was such awesome, and he gives the best hugs.
Aww. Aww. Any other news we can think of? I'm not really sure.
Let's see. No, to be honest. I mean, Netflix. Oh, let's see what's on Netflix.
Yoga Hosers.
Yoga Hosers. Oh, that's
a
Kevin Smith film, isn't it?
Yeah, I actually went and I ordered it on demand, and then the next day I see it's on Netflix. I'm like, damn it!
How is it?
It's interesting. I can't say it's good, but it's interesting. Please don't order it on demand. But it's funny. It's very silly. It's got Johnny Depp in it and really bad makeup, but I can't describe the point. Yeah, and Harley Quinn Smith, who's Kevin Smith's daughter, is in it. But it's a really silly premise, but it's fun. It's a shut off your brain movie. If you want something really silly to watch, watch it on Netflix.
Not really on the Netflix. But I mean, and this was back in October 1st. I mean, we've got Queen of the Damned, The Uninvited.
They put up some new movies recently. I mean, they have a lot of stuff. But I've been going to Shudder lately and watching movies on there on Hulu. Hulu just put up all the Friday the 13th movies. So I actually watched Friday the 13th 1 and 2 yesterday, and I'm like, wow. Looking at the hairstyles and the clothes, and I'm just like, oh my god.
throughout all the years from the 80s to
early
90s.
Well, I only watched the first two. I couldn't get through any more because they're just, I don't know. I mean, watching them now, they're not as good movies as you thought they were.
Oh, well, yeah.
But watching the first two, I'm going to watch them all, though, over again. But I'll watch, like, two per session. But they're fun to watch again, though. But watching the first one, seeing, you know, that Mrs. Voorhees was the killer and not Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Was fun.
At that point, I was, like, kind of, like, thinking, oh, man, it's Jason. And they're like, oh, no, it's his mom. I mean, should we even say spoiler alert at this point?
No.
I can't imagine anyone listening has seen it.
Oh my god, no, we don't need to.
I just feel like sometimes I talk to people, they're like, Jason who? Freddy who? And I'm like, oh dear lord. Pat him on the head and say, oh, well, here's a list of stuff. Have fun.
Yeah. I don't think we'll ever see any more Nightmare on Elm Streets again. I don't think they'll try and remake it again, either.
There was rumored to be a Freddy with Robert Englund in the works. Don't know how true that is. That would be great.
Yeah, I heard he's never doing it again.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
It is.
But, I mean, just this is just random. I mean, seeing we are a horror podcast, I mean, Horror Punk Misfit said they would never do a show with Danzig. They did it.
They did it. Yep. They did a couple.
They did.
They did a couple.
And did pretty well.
Yep.
So, I mean, who knows? You never know.
Yeah. I think the makeup was hard on him and things. But I'm not really sure. But just talking about, you know, future shows that we want to do. We are going to get to, we're doing a werewolf show, and we've had some problems recording it, but we're just matching up people's schedules and things, and we're going to get to that. We will have that, we'll probably have that in the next couple weeks. We'll have that done, and we'll have that posted. And one of the other shows we're probably going to do is an H.P. Lovecraft show.
That loves a little Lovecraft, little Cthulhu.
Yeah, Reanimator.
Yeah,
some little Reanimator, because that's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I love my Reanimator. I love my Herbert West. I love my Jeffrey Combs. Oh, man, I love him. I have a crush on him, and I don't know why. It's pretty scary.
He's got that creepy sexiness thing about him. Like,
yeah. Oh,
you're so much creepy, you're hot.
In Reanimator, he is kind of hot. I don't know. Not now, though. He doesn't look, like, good now.
Well, I mean, sometimes it happens with age, but hey.
Yeah.
let's see. And another topic in the future, movie monsters.
Yes.
Like Godzilla.
Rawr.
Kong. Creature from the Black Lagoon. Martians. All that fun stuff.
Yeah, and if the viewers have any suggestions, or listeners, I should say, have any suggestions on shows they want to hear us tackle, any topics, you know, we're definitely welcome to suggest things on our Facebook page. I'd love to hear it. I'd love to definitely hear that. That would be really cool. We talked about doing a Rob Zombie show. I think that would be a cool thing. We've done pretty much all the monsters so far. Another thing I might want to do is found footage movies, because that's my pet peeve. I don't really like them.
Yeah, I don't know. They kind of put me to sleep. Like, if I want to go to bed, I'll put on a found footage. or if it's just one of those nights where you're, like, in bed with your significant other and you just want some background noise and you just want to get laid, well, put on a found footage movie.
They're boring. I mean, there are some that are good. I mean, and that's one of the things we probably want to talk about is just, like, maybe tackling one or two of them. Like, I mean, Blair Witch Project was great because it was a legend in its time. I mean, it was the original found footage movie.
That broke the mold.
Yeah. And the first one was really good. And the new one, actually, I thought was pretty good, too.
Yeah, I still have not seen that yet. I'll have to see that.
I'm surprised it hasn't come out. It hasn't come out on DVD or anything, and I'm really surprised, because there's been things that have come out more, you know, recent, and it's already on DVD. So it's really weird.
Maybe it's on streaming or anything?
No.
On the band?
Not that I know of. Not that I know of, because that's what I'm waiting for, to do that show. Is waiting for it to come out on demand or streaming, because I want to, you know, I want to wait for everybody to see it, because I know you didn't see it, and I think Jeanette didn't see it either, and some others haven't seen it before we do anything on that with found footage, because that's an important show.
Speaking of important shows, do we want to briefly discuss American Horror Story? I know
you
didn't really care for it season.
Yeah.
I mean, I had mixed reviews.
That's another, yeah, I mean, we can do probably a whole show in itself on American Horror Story, but I don't know.
We could, but we could just, you know, what did you like about this season?
Nothing really. I guess, I mean, I liked some of the ideas where, I mean, I thought it was kind of an interesting premise at first, where they were doing the Roanoke storyline. That was an interesting idea, but the execution just went downhill. They had a great person like Lady Gaga acting in it, and I know she, with her busy schedule and everything, she probably couldn't give her full attention to it like she did with Hotel, but I mean they just wasted her as an actress. The character went nowhere with it, but just I didn't like, once they went to the reality show, that's when I didn't like it really. And they didn't have enough Evan Peterson, which, you know, I love him, and well, without him it's just not American Horror Story to me.
Yeah, no, he's been in every season since season one. He's been in, like, every episode. I mean, there's maybe, but it's, like, it's funny because they always kind of, like, make you wait 2 or 3 episodes in, and you're like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, and they made you wait, like, a while for him. They made you wait, like, 4 or 5 episodes, I think.
It was, like, 4.
Yeah.
4.
And it really wasn't even worth it, because he didn't really have such a great role this time around.
Yeah, but a lot of them had conflicting schedules, and I believe he was filming for the new X-Men with Quicksilver, so unfortunately that comes into play, but
yeah. And that was a great role.
No, that was a great role. It suits him well. But it was an American Horror Story, not enough Evan for me.
No, it wasn't. It's usually never enough, but, you know.
I did, I enjoyed it went back to the ghost roots, almost like season one with Murder House, which I enjoyed that very much. I liked the character, the butcher. I felt like they should have emphasized a little more of the butcher. Like, I mean, you saw her backstory.
Yeah.
I mean, spoiler alert, if you didn't see it, whatever. You can hit pause or whatever. But I did like, you know, Kathy Bates became so obsessed with the butcher that she just went batshit crazy.
Yes.
I was like, I am the butcher.
That was awesome.
I felt like I said, little characters here and there, you know. And then you had Sarah Paulson's character, played 3 characters as always. Last season she played 2.
She is wonderful. I absolutely love her.
Yeah, she plays, like, all these random characters, and, like, when she played Audrey, the actress, so much crying.
Yeah, she tends to cry a lot.
A little more crying on that end. But, I had mixed reviews about it. I mean, I really won't give away the ending, because it's still, people are still kind of getting out of it, or into it, they intertwined season 2, Asylum, into the end.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool. I liked that little bit, and the one person in the show that survived was the weakest character in the whole series. So that was lame.
Well, there was a reason for it, because American Horror Story likes to play with your feelings, and they try to tap into the mother aspect. The whole, you know, you do anything for your kid, this and that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. They tend to do that.
Yeah, because, you know, mother is God in the eyes of children.
Yeah, but I think I'm getting tired of that, and they just should do something else.
Well, yeah, no, they said they did that in season one.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly with the, you know, the birth and all that. But they tend to use that premise a lot. But I did, I don't know, I had mixed reviews. Not my favorite season, but I wouldn't kick it out of bed.
Yeah, it's my least favorite season. I liked every season beforehand. But this season, I just didn't like it all. I thought it was really a waste of my time. It wasn't a true American Horror Story for me.
No, I think they were trying to do something different with the whole, you know, everything's, like, online and social now. They wanted to throw that in there. They didn't really need to do that. I think they have just kept the story the way it was. But minus that, I think it would have been fine.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, Ryan Murphy was trying to be all mysterious about it and everything. And then, you know, once it was revealed, it was like, oh, okay, that's cool. But then with the whole, like I said, with the whole reality thing, it was just went downhill.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, supposedly season 7, not sure if it's true, supposed to be on the sea, like a haunted Titanic thing, I think.
Oh, that would be cool.
Supposedly. And then, supposedly, like I said, these are all just rumors that come up, you know, in Facebook feeds. Supposedly, there's a season that he's been writing for 2 years that's going to be the end of the season. Don't know when that's going to happen, but supposedly it's supposed to be, like, the end all of it. Like,
the end of the series?
Supposedly. Like I said, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they're going to be going into 7 seasons. Whenever he thinks he's going to end it, FX is like, no, do another season. Your show is making us money.
They probably will do that.
Yep. All right. So, all right, we covered American Horror Story, because that apparently was, you know, that was a popular show.
Right. That's something that's been, something I've been wanting to talk about and get off my chest, so to speak, on future shows, and just to tide people over to say, Scream Sisters is not dead, we're still around, we haven't had a show in a while, and I've been wanting to just do something until we were trying to record the werewolf episode tonight, but unfortunately, there were powers that be that did not allow us to do that. Because our other sisters were a little bit busy, so we wanted to just do something to just tell everybody that, hey, we're still here. So I hope everybody just enjoys us talking a little bit and just doing a little impromptu podcast and just, you know, just picking up where we left off. And we will be back with our werewolf episode in about a week or two. At the longest, but I hope everybody enjoyed our little impromptu session, and if you guys have any suggestions on topics, like I said, please feel free to comment on the Facebook page, or anything you want to have questions about, please feel free to ask us on the podcast Facebook page.
Or, you know, if there's fans or friends out there that you know, actually want to join us in a Skype, you know, whether you have something you want to promote, horror genre wise, look us up on Facebook, Scream Sisters, and we're always willing to talk and invest in time. We have a lot of independent horror makers we met at conventions, so that's one aspect we can definitely look into at some point. You know, we have the holidays coming, Christmas and all that, so all everyone have a good Christmas with their family, friends, etc., etc. Ghosts, past ghosts. But yeah, there you go.
Yeah, if you have any kind of independent projects, like she said, if you have any independent projects or anything you want to promote, definitely contact us. We'd be willing to help you out there. Because, you know, you scratch my back, we'll scratch yours. Hey.
Hopefully not with a knife.
No. No. We're nice. We're nice unless you piss us off.
At that point, I'm getting the salt.
I'll use a chainsaw saw better than that.
Well, salt is, you know.
Salt is good on the wounds, yeah.
Yes, it makes it tingle a bit.
All right, well, thanks for listening to us. And this is Misty Pendragon signing off.
And this is Jessa Doom.
Have a great night.
Have
a good night and good holidays if we don't speak to you, but we will speak to you soon.
Stay creepy.
Stay creepy.